This next story should come with a warning, particularly if you're still enjoying your breakfast, because we're going to bring you now the latest taste sensation from America, deep-fried butter on a stick. It's the must-eat fast food at the Iowa State Fair this year, and even the Republican presidential candidates who are campaigning in the state say they'll give it a try. Our North America correspondent Lisa Miller went along to see what all the fuss was about.
In a country where no food is safe from being plunged into a vat of fat, the Iowa State Fair appears to have reached new heights. Or is that new lows? There are 59 foods on a stick and a variety of deep-fried versions, including deep-fried Twinkies, Snickers and Oreos.
Can you tell me, what are you actually eating there? Can you describe it for me?
I think it's just a Snickers candy bar that's rolled in batter and deep-fried and dipped in powdered sugar.
Have you had one before?
No, this is the first time, so I wanted to try it.
And how is it tasting?
It tastes good. It's soft on the inside, so I didn't know what to expect. It's good.
The latest addition to the list is butter on a stick, deep-fried, of course, for $4. The crowd watching the 60-gram slab of butter dipped into cinnamon batter, then stuck in the deep fryer, appeared to be both awed and horrified.
I'm thinking that
that's... Heart attack.
Yeah. Calories is what I'm thinking. That's crazy.
Clogged arteries.
What are they? Last year was deep-fried Snickers. What will they come up with next year? You know.
That is just butter, isn't it?
It's just butter.
Wow.
I think it really looks good, but I'm going to pass because of the calories. Not that I'm not going to eat other stuff that doesn't big calorie today, but I don't know whether I want all that butter at one time.
There's apparently 400 calories in it, I'm told. That's better than what I thought it was going to be.
But I like butter, so I could probably eat it and it'd be fine.
The butter on a stick has gained so much fame that Sarah Palin tweeted she wanted to try it on her visit to the fair. The ABC's cameraman, Louis Eriglou, agreed, somewhat reluctantly, to give it a go.
Well, I saw it walking past here with you, remember, yesterday, and I thought, geez, if someone's invented this, you know, they've invented it for a reason, so it must be good. So,
All right, take a bite.
Oh, here we go. Mmm.
What's it taste like?
It just tastes like fried butter.
So pretty much it is a slab of butter that has been wrapped in batter and deep fried.
And coated with lots and lots of sugar. And you know what? If I want to eat butter, I'll just go and eat butter.
The Iowa State Fair takes its butter seriously. For 100 years, one of the attractions has been a life-size cow carved out of butter. But when it comes to the deep-fried version, in what's also something of an American tradition, there could be a lawsuit ahead. A Texas man, Abel Gonzalez Jr., claims he came up with the idea to fry butter in fat for the State Fair of Texas 2 years ago. As for Louis, despite his protests, he finished the whole thing.
Louis, you ate that whole thing. After complaining that I was making you do this for Correspondence Report, you've just eaten that whole thing.
Do you know what? As a cameraman, sometimes, if you don't eat, you might need for the next day. So I've just got, you know, conditioned myself, and it's just automatic. I did it subconsciously. Also, my mother, who keeps telling me, eat your food up, Louis. Otherwise, there's starving children out there.
Well, Louis, on behalf of the ABC, thanks very much for putting yourself on the front line for this story.
And this report was brought to you by deep-fried candy butter and otherwise known as the heart bypass butter.
This is Lisa Miller at the Iowa State Fair for Correspondence Report.